Sota Perek Tes, Mishnah Yud Gimel 9:13. The Mishnah continues to talk about things that change for the worse over time. Here it says, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Hatahara Natla Es Hatam Ve'es Hareach. Now, literally, that means the purity took away the taste and the fragrance. What this means is the Jews used to be more scrupulous about remaining tahor, ritual purity, even if they didn't have to be. Many Jews refrained from eating even chulin, non-truma, non-sacrificial, sanctified foods, but they still were careful to eat them in a state of tahara. They go to the mikvah and they become tummy and so on. When that stopped, so then also natla es hatam v'sareach, the good tastes and the good fragrances that were available in fruits were removed. So the fruits started to be, I call it infected, you know, contaminated with not so good tastes and not so good smells. And says the Mishnah further, Hamaisros natlu es shomen hadagan. Literally, again, this means the tithes took away the richness of the grain, but what it means is once the Jews failed to properly separate out their maisros, their tithes, meaning the gifts to the Kohen, like Truma Gadola, and the gifts to Leviim, meaning maisros Rishon, and so on, when they stopped doing that properly, so then the richness of the grain was removed. The idea here, richness, is something like, because the Pasuk refers to the tithes as being like the chelev, again, hard to translate exactly, but the richness of the grain. The Pasuk says, kol chelev yitzchar, but kol chelev tirosh, the best, the rich part of the fresh oils and fresh wine, v'dagan rishonim asher yitnu l'ashem l'cha nesatim. The first of them is what you should, that Hashem gave to you, you should give to them, meaning the Kohanim, and that's a reference to Truma. So as Truma is referred to as Chalev, so like the richness of the best was taken away. The Marsha and Tiferet Yisrael both speak up. This is kind of like a Mita connected Mita, because Tahara, ritual purity, is like a non-physical thing, and therefore the consequences were sort of non-physical. They were like the taste and aroma. And the maestris is like a physical thing, that, you know, taking care of the well-being of your leadership, let's call it, the Kohanim and Levim and so on. Once you fail to do that, so then Hashem reciprocally stopped allowing the food to be so nourishing, which hurt our well-being. And finally, the Mishnah says, V'chacham omrim hazinus v'akshafim kilu esakol. The rabbi said that zinus, which is, you know, immorality, and kshafim, which is like witchcraft, it's like kind of superstition, that ruined everything. So znus, of course, breaks down the family unit, and then you have like the benam lechavero falls apart, and kshafim undermines one's relationship with Hashem, because once one is sort of superstitious and thinks he can use kind of witchcraft to circumvent Hashkacha and Hashem and the Ratzon Hashem, instead of turning to Hashem and tefillah and so on, he relies on, you know, I don't know, rabbit's feet and who knows what. So then that ruins everything. That relationship with Hashem is ruined, and therefore, say Chazal, that the Zanos and Kshafim indeed ruined everything.